Welcome, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Yes, live financial talk radio. We're here with you the next hour. You can participate in the show. It's what live radio is. 504-260-0995. Download the Winning at Life app. I am your host, Gregory Ricks.
I am your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, there's the J.P. Morgan co-president warning of a deep correction and some literature that they were passing around to their stockholders. And they're saying as much as a 40% correction could happen. But the timeline is very suspect. They say over the next few years. Oh, well, how do we know if you're wrong or not? And I also have an interesting little story that was brought to my attention. There's a waiting list for certain types of help via Medicaid. And we hear horror stories about this program. And look, I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm not trying to, be sensational. But the only way you can avoid some of these pitfalls is you just got to have assets on your own. You do not want to be stuck with the whims of whatever Medicaid can do for you. Because if you have the wrong condition, there are, I'll get to the statistics in a minute, but there are people dying waiting on these Medicaid waiting lists. But Gregory, I kind of want to start with something fun here. You know, we have the show's grown to the point to where it's not just enough to keep an eye on what's going on in our little neighborhood here. We got our neighbors over in Mississippi. We got to keep an eye on them. So, you know, I get a lot of the Louisiana news pretty easy because we're based out of New Orleans. So when I go over into the Mississippi media and try and figure out what's going on, you know, you end up doing a little digging, and sometimes they seem a lot alike. You've heard me play all kinds of crazy audio that's come out of Baton Rouge, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have something similar going on in Jackson, where one of the bills that's being brought to the floor for the state of Mississippi, you know, they got a lot of problems, but what they're tackling here is they're stiffening the penalties on dogfighting. And I know, like, you don't have other problems. But there was another legislator in there that was bringing up the point that why are we increasing the penalties on dogfighting? It's already a felony. You just want to make it more harsh when animal abuse, the broad one, is just a misdemeanor. But Gregor, here's what's weird is she got oddly specific on the floor of the House in Jackson.
Going back to Senator Younger's testimony or comment or question, do you realize that in the state of Mississippi, that law enforcement can only charge a misdemeanor count if an individual sets a dog or a cat alive on fire or pours scalding water on them in a cage? Are you aware that law enforcement can only charge a misdemeanor?
I'm not.
Well, that's what the state law says. Are you aware that law enforcement asked me to strengthen the Dog and Cat Protection Act because they felt like their hands were tied? Not that they're not doing their job, as Senator Younger says, but because no matter how many animals are involved, if they're burned, scalded, dismembered,
gets worse, wait,
mutilated, suffocated,
gets worse, wait,
lighter fluid and torched, no matter how many, if it's done in front of a police station, they can only charge one misdemeanor count. If a person throws a Chihuahua puppy, three puppies, on top of a Chevrolet truck and slits their throat in front of a mother and their son, that sheriff could only charge one misdemeanor count. Are you aware of that?
That's it. A Chevrolet truck, Greg. She's not too specific on if it's a Ford or a Mazda or something. But if it's a Chevy truck. So, look, we try and do a little research for our neighbors over in Mississippi. Don't get mad if we don't bring something to the table every day, because I don't like what I find every time I go through the news over there. Do you have any response for that, or you want to go straight into the crypto?
I think there should be more penalty in all cases, even on a Chevy truck.
Whether or not you're in front of the police station, right? Whether it's a Chihuahua or a Boxer. All right, so what's going on with the cryptos? Because I saw they got above 10,000 for a bit there, and they dropped back down, and I hadn't kept up with it. But if you come in here with a smile on your face talking about Bitcoin, I know I want to hear the story.
You know, here's – I think the SEC's about to get involved in monitoring this stuff because of, one, the risk is above average, very volatile. you have unscrupulous things going on. There's inappropriate trading. There's theft that's reoccurring. So this blockchain is supposed to be all that, but it's still like bank robberies going on every so often. It's become more of a common thing instead of like, you know, it rarely happens. Somebody's cryptocurrency disappears or gets locked out of it permanently. So that's where there's going to be more oversight when you have that going on with investing. And then it goes to then these coin desks, these exchanges and what they're doing. And if people are being misled, it's being mishandled, inappropriate things, that does get the government involved. And even over in Japan, not big fans, but they suspend two cryptocurrency exchange in hopes of strengthening currency. So we saw it drop yesterday because of stuff going on as well as today. And it's just, be careful. You know, I was looking at a site that all of a sudden was going to have a giving you buy sell strategies, you know, alerts and such as that, as if it was a stock or something to that effect. And they were only going to charge, they were discounting the price, but they were going to charge you an annual fee of $6,500 for that guidance. And I think that was a $3,500 discount with that as well, because the price was $10,000. But if you get in now, let me see. I think knowing that we followed it since the fall of 2013, back when it was ranging from what, 106, 136, somewhere in there, it dropped, bumped up, fell down, got back up, ran up to 20. However, we've been covering it since then, and from my experience covering it and the fee they're going to charge, I said, you know what? Not that I ever had any thought of doing that, but my thought was, you know, that makes even more sense that I need to stay away from it, because if I'm needing to pay guidance fee of that and then how volatile it is. And then Dwayne Stein shared his experience recently. I said, yeah, we've been good to stay away from this and warn people for, 5 years now.
We could almost go through and just count the red flags. One of them was the extraction is not immediate. In fact, the deposit is not immediate.
And that's what he explained. And I'm glad we had somebody actually, and most of the calls, they have winning experience. It's like going to the casino. You always hear about the winning stories. Mm-hmm. Dwayne came on the show. And, you know, he's a regular guest on the show, and he shared that experience that, yeah, he lost a few grand.
Yeah, we're talking about Dwayne Stein from Mortgage Gumbo. And so that's one of the red flags.
And he explained his buy-in process and the get-out process. And it's not like you're selling a stock or buying a stock where it happens.
And what was his price? Wasn't it $50 for the transaction or something to that effect?
Yeah, $50 both ways.
So you don't like that either. That's another red flag. You know, you got to pay to get your money out, and there's a waiting period to get your money out.
You have to factor in that you've got to make more than that to get ahead. And so you got to, when you're buying in, you've got to consider both fees, because you're having to cover it when you get out. So that's $100 you have to factor in on the buy. So when I talk about buying gold coins and such, you have to factor in the entry and the exit price. So you're down that much before you even got the money to work.
Is there other financial products that do that? Is something like a 72-hour waiting period from when you pull the trigger? I know mutual funds kind of, if you want to get out of them right after the market opens, you got to wait till the market ends. But
yeah, it's at the close of market day. Now, securities, just stocks, for example, is a 72-hour market open. And I just call it simply 3 days settlement date. But when you push the button, you're out. The money's actually in your account if you're wanting to trade or such. But once you've passed 3 days, if you're wanting them to ship you cash, that's happening. And that's how it's done. I don't think there is some certain rules. Dwayne shared his timing, but it just depends on who you're dealing with on your timeline.
Well, that's something that you complain about REITs is you can't always get your money out. Something else that it doesn't just flow in and out of is bonds.
Well, it's non-tradable REITs we're speaking of.
Yeah, some specific
they're
REITs.
They're illiquid, yes.
And then before I started working on the show, I didn't know the process by which you sell bonds. You got to list them, and there's not always going to be a guy on the other side willing to take it.
Well, he might, but you're not going to like the price like selling a house. How liquid is it? Not very.
Right. You got to.
There's not a buyer immediately on the other side. You're selling. Where's the buyer?
You got to negotiate around.
You have to find
them.
Yeah, that's right. And it's like bonds. There's buyers, but their offering price might not be your selling price.
And then you have the SEC is going to get in here and regulate it. There's going to have to be some sort of ability to subpoena records, if not have blanket public transparency, which kind of takes away part of the allure of it. This I don't know if this is going to be the Betamax version of a cryptocurrency and some new VHS is going to show up, or if this is ever going to really supplant a currency at all.
I do think there's a possibility it stays with us, and I do think it's going to look quite different than it is today, 10 years out. Heck, 3, 4, 5.
Still be here, though.
I think it will. But it has, if it's going to stay like this, no. So the act has to be cleaned up. This robbery has to stop. This locking yourself out of your money from now on or getting locked out, that has to be solved. And the blockchain has to become somehow more efficient than being so cumbersome. It just takes up all of this time and energy. It costs, yeah, it's a waste of energy. It takes so much energy. Like, what's its value then?
Hey, do you know off the top of your head, what's the time delay if you do penny stocks? Like, if you get off the exchange and you do what Leonardo DiCaprio was doing in Wolf of Wall Street at the beginning when he was selling the junk stocks, is that an immediate transaction too?
I cannot discuss. I have no idea. We don't deal in that. I never have had any interest in it.
From penny stocks in 1987? That makes sense.
Yeah. No, I couldn't discuss it. No
shot
interest.
In the dark. 504-260-0995. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
The Jefferson Performing Arts Society offers you that smash off-Broadway hit, Marvelous Wonderettes. The Marvelous Wonderettes is a musical comedy with over 30 legendary hits from the 50s and 60s like Mr. Sandman,
Mr. Sandman,
It's My Party,
It's My Party,
and It's In His Kiss.
Is it in his eyes?
The Marvelous Wonderettes plays March 9 through 25 at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're in an S&P 500 index fund in that 401k, you can pop out of it and be in an ETF one tomorrow that probably has a much lower expense ratio. Take a positive view. You've got to go forward, but it also might be time for a little pause.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What people really don't understand is there is a war for the money going on out there. You've got Wall Street wanting your money in a pretty bad way. What are they bringing to the table for you? Risk. And then the other is the banking community. They're battling pretty hard for your money as well. You know, they get cheap money anyhow, but they want your cheap money as well to go loan out at higher rates. Then you've got the insurance industry. What primarily are they using? Annuities. And you've got to try to sort through all this on what should I be doing? What's going to work? And if anything, you probably need to find the right balance between the three and for it all to correlate.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Welcome back. Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. Yes, every evening at 7. Look, I had a comment the other day. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You can participate in the show, 504-260-0995. Download the Winning at Life app. I'll get back to that thought I was about to start sharing with you. Let's see on the downloads here. Yeah, just go to your app store, download Winning at Life. Well, type in Winning at Life, and that will get you to the Winning at Life app, which is a free download. Like, I was looking earlier, where's my downloads? We had a number of them even during the day today. Here we go. Whoop. Darn computer. Jumped on me. There it is. Boom. I like it when it works, though. So already, let's see what we've had on recent downloads. We've had John. Welcome to the Winning at Life Nation.
Hey, John.
Corwin. Tanner. You know, and Braden. You know, that's some, somebody might know them. It's not like a common name like John Smith, Braden.
I think it's Drew Brees' kid, isn't it? Doesn't he have a Braden?
Corwin is another. I had somebody comment the other day. Now, once again, we're live out there. We're on the streams as well, iHeartRadio app. And, of course, the air feed, which is what comes through your radio and such. And at the event on Tuesday night, the Gregory Ricks live event that we had, full house. What an awesome time. You know, it's wine, wisdom, and food. It all came together like a symphony.
Huh?
And Wes did a great job as well. But somebody commented there at the table I was at. Yeah, I speak and we'll sit down and partake in a little bit of wine and food on the pairing since I'm kind of going through that with the attendees as well. But a lady mentioned, she says, you know, why isn't your show on every night? You know, I hate it. I'm wanting to hear the show, and then the Pelicans are on. And I'm sure there's probably some people like, where's the Pelicans? Gregory's on. That means they're not playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably listen to my show anyhow. But, and that's where we pointed out to her, we're always on the stream. Yeah, you know, utilize the Winning at Life app. And I haven't double-checked, but you and I talked about this earlier today, is do they have to have the iHeart app for that to work?
I don't think they do.
But I tell you what, we're going to check that out tomorrow and get back to you on that. But yeah, we're always on the stream. We might get preempted by the basketball anywhere from 1 to 3 times during the week, but we never get preempted on Saturday as well. So, and go to the Winning at Life app. There are some other markets we're on as well that might help you out as well.
Hey, did I see
just,
it?
Just saying.
At Gregory Ricks Live on Tuesday, the guy at your table, was he a NOLA Motorsports fan?
Actually, he's been out there on the track.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about cars.
Oh, he's pretty excited about it. He's got a...
what's he got?
Friend that's an instructor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his car. Well,
I didn't. It's some type of BMW.
A lot of those.
That he has out there.
Shocking number of those.
Out there. Yeah. A lot of BMWs run on that racetrack out there. A lot of Corvettes, Porsches, and others. Mazdas. You see a lot of Mazdas when you're doing, you know, at the events as well. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've seen a Miata go pretty fast out there. All right, your turn or my turn?
How much time we got?
We can probably do both. Go.
Well, I'm just kind of noting Tesla, you know, Elon Musk has put some of his semis out on the road, mainly driving for his own company.
Yeah, I saw a picture of one of those.
Kind of noted on that. Well, are they actually building something, or are they just kind of built his? And if it's in regular production, where are they getting the molds from and the cabs and all? And then how expensive is that? Or is it just kind of...
About $1 billion a quarter is what he's burning through, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the fewer you produce, the more they cost. Isn't that the way it goes?
For him, yeah. Definitely for him.
Okay, you're next.
All right, well, look, to add on to that, the future of that truck, first off, if it's auto-driving, why does it have a windshield, huh? Get it? No, I understand why it's a windshield. No, but look, that could fix the problems in the experimental Walmart pickup center that's over here by us. If that's just one less human in the chain and fewer humans, better efficiency, less mistakes. I like the optimism that comes with that. All right, for this one, this is from the FGA, the Foundation for Government Accountability. They did an interesting study here, and a report by Nicholas Horton says, waiting for help, the Medicaid waiting list crisis. Now, something I wasn't familiar with here, in 1981, Congress created the Home and Community-Based Waiver Program, HCBS. And so individuals who previously would qualify for nursing home or be put in an institution of some sort, they need that level of care. This expanded Medicaid to allow treatment to come to your house. It wasn't previously covered. And it was all well and good, but there's a handful of states that under Obamacare expanded their Medicaid enrollment. And what we have now is there was already a short waiting list, but it's getting huge. And the problem is we have working age, able-bodied adults that are on Medicaid that are ahead of people on the waiting list who are not able-bodied and are not of working age. And they died. They're dying on the list. Now, look, we're hot and heavy. Our listenership's really concentrated in just a handful of states. And the only one that participated in the Medicaid expansion that has the issue with this waiting list is Louisiana. They don't have this problem in Mississippi. They didn't expand Medicaid over there. In fact, we didn't expand Medicaid until after Jindal got out and Taco Bell Edwards beat out, who was that, David Vitter? He got in, and way after the fact, he did the expansion. And since he's done it, 451,000. I'm sorry, that's how many people are on the expansion. 451,000 were added to the rolls. The deaths on the waiting list, 5,534. 5,534 Louisianans had died on the Medicaid waiting list here since the expansion. I don't think we're real serious. Either side is real serious about any of these fiscal issues, Republicans or Democrats, while things like this are happening. I don't care if someone wants to do a tax cut or if someone else wants to do a spending increase. This is about as bad as it gets. People are dying on waiting lists. But hey, what does some people want to do? They want to do Medicaid or Medicare for all.
504-260-0995. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks and James Parker. So what should we do about the Medicaid?
First,
on the waiting list.
First, if you're able-bodied, then and of working age, if you're not indigent, you're not a child, and you're not elderly, then you shouldn't qualify for Medicaid. First thing I would do is I would eliminate Medicaid at the federal level and have each state decide 50 different ways that they want to try and handle medical care for the indigent, for poor people who can't pay for it.
Well, you know, it was their next step to getting the one-payer system and getting everybody on the dole, public health care for everybody. And that, you know, when they got to looking at it, and, you know, it's just like, wow, well, actually, we already have the system. It's called Medicaid. We just need to figure out how to get more and more people on it till it becomes the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what was discussed in that back smoky room in the Capitol.
Yeah, and
that's the one in D.C. I'm talking about.
Look, they've got more than half of the country subsidized as far as your medical care goes. We're halfway to socialized medicine, and the closer we get, the worse it gets, and the more expensive it gets, and the longer the waiting lists get,
and the less money there is for it.
Well, and right, and you're right. They've done this at schools. Where did they have free lunches in school when you were in going through grade school? Were there some kids that didn't have to pay? Because when I was a kid, I think it just started when I was a kid, but I don't know if it was before me. We're not that far apart, but there were only a handful of kids. It was like a very odd thing for someone to get a free lunch.
So what grade are you remembering back to? That would help me. Or is this, you're starting at kindergarten, first grade, or you at
it was,
junior high,
no, it was,
high school?
It was the entirety of
my... You
of
remember third grade having to pay for your lunch?
Yeah, I remember having to pay for my lunch in third grade. I remember having to pay for it in first grade.
I remember having lunch.
I remember it was 90 cents when I was in first grade because you would always come home with a dime. Your mama would give you a dollar and you'd come home with a dime. Now I feel like an old man. Back in my day, a Big Mac was 65 cents. But look, what happened was it was only for the poorest of the poor. So maybe 5% of the kids were on it. And if you were in a bad school, then maybe, you know, a third of the kids were on it. Then it was half of the kids. There's a lot of schools out there that say everyone has free lunch. And like, why are you giving everyone free lunch? Well, because most of the kids are on free lunch anyway. There's only about 20% of the
know.
Kids paying for it.
I'm trying to remember. Well, heck, I don't remember paying in those early years. Hey, maybe I was on the free lunch program. Maybe everybody was. I don't know. I don't remember paying for it.
Sounds like the creep, though, you know, the Medicaid creep.
Yeah,
keep expanding it, and then everyone's on it.
You know, you're 60 and I'm 65, so neither of those numbers were accurate, but I don't remember.
Get off my lawn. 504-260-0995. We got to do some numbers next. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
Why do I love the Winning at Life app? Oh, let me count the ways. You can listen live, podcast on demand, call the show, text the show, watch the show, connect to all our social media. Basically, it's the answer to all your questions about the show.
Hey, I wanted to call the show, but I don't know the number.
Get the app.
Hey, you guys should put some videos online that teach about finance.
Get the app. And it connects you to the charts and graphs for the numbers segment. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
So what we try to do is help you find out where are you on that path and where is it taking you and what adjustments do you need to make. And we're always continuing to look down that financial road. The way I look at driving, I'm always looking ahead of where I have to go. I have part of my eye on that bumper in front of me out there a little bit, but I'm kind of looking a good ways down the road. So you're kind of keeping on your money now and looking well down the road and where it's going. And driving, that keeps you out of a lot of trouble.
with your money, it does the same thing. It keeps you out of financial trouble and actually works towards keeping you in good shape.
Call Gregory Ricks and Associates. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com. Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email James at Gregory. Ricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation...
Winning at Life. I was thinking for a moment, which am I on the right show? Where's my country music?
Well, it could be that 70s show when David's on the board.
We got some throwback here, some 70s. I think it was a little 60s almost in there earlier, huh?
Well, see, David DeCorbier is this board op that he can't speak, so he makes his presence known in other ways. He's running the board a lot for Dwayne Stein on Mortgage Gumbo lately. And I think he's intentionally playing the worst music possible to see if he can trip up Dwayne. David, is that what you're doing over there to Dwayne?
You got me, man.
Because he plays like Tequila or Feliz Navidad or Martika, Toy Soldiers.
No,
or
Angie have you set that me up. She said this was the music that Dwayne liked. I've been bamboozled.
That is what Dwayne likes. It's not what we like. Dwayne likes Debbie Deb.
This is reason. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, not Mortgage Gumbo.
See, nobody told me that.
Yeah, and I got some love on Periscope for bringing up the Toy Soldiers reference. When's the last time you heard a Martika joke? Probably the best Martika punchline all week. Hey, and before we get back into finances, what we were just talking about on the break, did I see that North Korea is going to suspend its nuclear program and have a meeting with Trump on...
Yeah, actually, the music distracted me, but that's what was coming in, was thinking about it. It's just, gosh, what's going on with the world? We had a straight-up market for a year, and now it's all over the place. You probably saw it today as well, kind of crazy in the range that it traded at today. And then you've got Rocket Man inviting President Trump to a powwow over nuclear weapons, and he's like acting like he's going to suspend it. And he says, we want to be friends with South Korea's people. I'm like, what is going on there? And he invited Trump to a meeting, and Trump said, yeah, let's get together and talk.
Sure. We'll do it for James's birthday.
So as these embargoes, all that is.
Oh, the tariffs and the sanctions and everything else going on.
I guess it's like, no, do not put tariffs on. You know, sanctions are one thing, but. Oh, no, not tariffs. We need to talk.
Well, see, those tariffs, though, it would be a big kick in the face to China and South Korea, which is the only two countries that North Korea borders. And I didn't think that would bring about a more stable and peaceful resolution to that little area of the world. I thought we just threw sand in the eyes of China and South Korea.
I just, you know, it's like weird. And Trump signed the tariff paperwork today, so it kind of gives 15 days till it goes into effect, and that's another negotiating ploy, I think.
We know what he's doing.
Like he threatened to do it and said, yeah, I'm gonna do it, and he did it. Now you've got 15 days, so let's talk.
But the thing, what he did, though, he's like, yep, sure did sign this order, and they're like, is it effective immediately? No, it's effective in 15 days.
Well, can anything change in the next 15 days? Oh, sure. We're open to negotiations. If anyone wants to give me a call and they don't want to get hit with these giant tariffs, I mean, I guess we'd have a discussion about it.
Elon Musk said he was on Trump's side on this. He says if I try to sell cars in China, there's a 25% tariff. So he's, let's...
Europe's doing a lot of that too.
Level this thing out. Well, you know, Harleys get hit pretty stiff around all the scooter countries.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it didn't, I think it's Denmark. If I'm not mistaken, they have a 100% tax on buying a car. Period.
Well, that's the way to protect your own automobile industry, isn't it?
Yeah, all those great Danish cars rolling around. You see how what a wonderful, vibrant economy or industry it's made out of that. I don't know what he did, though. It was diplomatic progress made by calling him a little fat man with a funny haircut and calling him Rocket Man and basically making fun of him like we're in the bus in seventh grade.
What other leader, and his haircut is different from all his people's. Think about it.
Sort of.
Yeah, and he's got this like weird thing off the front and side of his head.
He's got the fade.
Yeah, I see somebody. But then, you know, you wear the baggiest looking same colored suit every day. Like,
get a new look, bud. You can afford it.
Yeah, work out a little too.
I believe the law in North Korea, I know this sounds like a joke. It's not. You legally have to choose, if you're a guy, between six different haircuts. They allow you to have six different haircuts and that's it.
But none like his.
I think he's in one of the six. He's got the tight fade. He's got the Fresh Prince of Bel Air haircut is what he's rocking. But look, what if we take this and we extrapolate it out? What other countries are we having problems with right now? You know, would you say Iran? So what do you want to do? Say, hey, guy running around in a Snuggie with the bath towel on you. You know, just do you insult him? Is that what you do? Did the insults? Is that what won over North Korea? I'm kind of at a loss here.
Yeah, just beat him down in the tariffs. That's the last thing. But here, get this. You know, his country, they don't have, like, most of it's dark during the night. Yeah. Their power outage is during the day. Shortage of food. And, you know, those people will practice marching for a parade half the night in the rain and get up and be at work the next morning. You know, not that they had a choice as that was optional, but really, they'll work. He tells them, get to work, they're working. So imagine them like, okay, let's, I tell you what, we don't want to build nuclear. We've kind of proved that we're pretty swift on technology. We're ready to build the world's widgets. And, you know, they'd build them for a bowl of soup. Mm-hmm. Really. So imagine if he shifted to that mindset, and then of course China would be threatened because he could do it for much less than they can. And just think what an economic power they could become over in that region, building everybody's widgets.
And you wouldn't pay him in Bitcoin. You wouldn't even pay him in dollars, and you wouldn't even pay him in their native currency. You'd probably pay him in chicken nuggets is what they would want.
Yeah. But just think about from it. Economic standpoint, give up that's not getting you anywhere and start building the stuff that nobody else wants to build, or build it for less, just like China did, just like Japan did before them.
Is there some way you think old Trump can go over there and say, listen, dude, with the funny haircut, you can stay in charge, just stop doing X, Y, and Z. We'll get some factories over there. We need some new people.
Yeah, here is the thing. Now, dude, you don't know real power. Having a nuke is not real power. You're just a scary guy.
You're about to get yourself killed.
Yeah. Having billions of dollars flowing in, trillion, there's where you have power to change lives. And then I'll say, wow, you have any books on that, Trump? You know, and then he probably tells Rocket Man, well, I can probably help you out.
I'll sell you one.
Coach you up.
That's fascinating. It's the history being made in front of our face. You want to hit some numbers? Get this history made in front of our face?
Yeah.
The numbers. Hey, welcome to the numbers. Follow along at the Winning It Life app or winningitlife.com. I want to skip the little table at the top and go straight down to the first three charts, the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. And if you look over about the last week, the last five, six trading days, you'll see that the Dow, red, 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 little bit of green,
you'll see the S&P red, 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 and then a little bit of green today. But the NASDAQ, green, 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 green. The NASDAQ missed a little bit of a downturn that the S&P and the Dow had this week. Look at that. Usually, rarely do I see this much of a opposite movement in the charts just between the indexes. But some days I wonder, why do we have three indexes if they all three do the exact same thing? Well, this is one of those days. Apparently, we need to separate these things out. Pretty good day for the indexes. The Dow Jones was up 0.4%, almost back to the 25,000 benchmark, 24,895. S&P was up 0.5%, 2,738. NASDAQ, 0.4%, 7,427.
2.881 10-year treasuries, just kind of looking at the chart. It was, you know, considering treasuries and looking at the movement, is kind of all over the place today and finished slightly down over where it started versus yesterday. It finished up from where it started as well. And we'll take a look at, did that shift our 30-year mortgage fixed? We're at 4.46. So I'll just, you know, we're there. That's kind of its range right now, being 10 years or moving just a little bit. Crude oil is down $60.43. So it's kind of, it feels like the trading range a little bit higher. So that's a little bit of move down. We'll see where that goes. Gold down as well, $1,318. And silver, $16.44 an ounce.
Yeah, I can't figure out oil. A week ago, it was $2 higher. A month ago, it was $4 higher. All right, 504-260-0995. If you have a financial situation, give us a call. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I'm not going to be like every other lender out there. I want to separate myself. And how do we do that? We do that with service. And service starts with answering your phone. And in this day and age, so many people just take a number on a piece of paper, go, here's your credit score, and say, yes or no, we can't do that. And to be honest with you, that's just not fair. I think there's an opportunity to put everybody in a home, and that's what we need to be looking to do.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein. This Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Hey, gentlemen, listen up. Your girl deserves a date night. Take her to something she'll love. And ladies, you deserve that night out. How about a rockin' trip down memory lane with the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, bringing you The Marvelous Wonderettes. The Marvelous Wonderettes is a musical comedy with over 30 legendary hits from the 50s and 60s, March 9 through 25 at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
How can I tell if he loves me so? Is it in his eyes?
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Couples can boost their Social Security checks with planning. Each day you delay claiming your benefits past your normal retirement age, your benefit ticks up another 8%. And in the event of a spouse's death, the surviving spouse can take the higher of her own benefit or that of the deceased spouse's benefit. See, if the husband claims early, then dies first, effectively, he's shortchanged his wife's survival benefit. Instead, the husband should delay his claim, so if the wife can claim the highest possible benefit for the rest of her life, if the wife dies first, the husband simply
keeps his own benefit.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. Hey, tune in to us this Saturday, 10 to 1. That's the weekly wrap. 3 hours of live financial talk. You know, I had a client that is a regular listener show. I'm Gregory Ricks, the host. James Parker with me as well.
Hi.
And he was talking about the show and liked the callers. And he said, you know, at times, you know, I'll pull up to the house. And he said, when I listen to your show, it's usually on the road, but he says, you have stopped me from getting out the car when I get home as well. Cause he said, you guys get to talking about something and then I've got to sit there and listen. So we're captivating too, as well.
That's one of the greatest compliments you could possibly get from a listener. So thank you to whoever that was. Make me feel better about myself.
Yeah. So I thought that was some really good feedback. So as well, weeknights, if you'd like to participate in the show, and I've got another comment from him, 504-260-0995. Ladies, you can download the Winning at Life app, participate in the show. You can text us, email us, call us, all from the touchscreen. There's a dashboard, a lot of great information. And yeah, by the way, I have a daytime job. It's Gregory Ricks and Associates. I'm a financial advisor, founder, CEO, money manager. Core thing is we have a trademark proprietary system, and what it helps you do is find your path and how you get to that financial destination that you wish to arrive at. And there was a fellow today, we helped find his number. You know what number that is, James?
Your risk number.
His risk number. And then afterwards he said, what do you think it's a little high? I said, well, we can do it again, but my sense in how you responded is, I think this is you right now. But it can change, and when you come in for an annual review for the next one, we'll look at that number again. And that, and anyhow, we had, based on his risk number, how we have him allocated and diversified, we're under his risk number as well, so that made him feel good. Also, if you would like excellence in financial advisory services, my office number is 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com. Another comment gentleman had.
Hey, can you just do a quick one for the Periscope question?
Oh, absolutely.
We're on Periscope at Gregory Ricks. Bozeman asked, is this like the mattress sleep number?
What? I almost can say yeah, because one of the last questions, once we go through a number of the questions, saying, do you want more gain, more risk, or do you want less risk, more gain? You know, the variations on those questions that are built into it. And the last question at the end, when we get there, okay, here's your number. It's 62. Does that feel like you? And it said, yeah, because on the mattress number, well, does that number sleep well for you? You know, does that feel like you? It's kind of the same thing as far as at the end, but, and also that number's about you sleeping well at night.
There you go.
So yeah, I think it correlates a lot.
How do you handle the problem if there's a married couple and they have different risk numbers?
If we sense that is going on, I'll do their risk number separately. You know, it goes back to a few years ago, a couple, an attorney and his wife, and
when I would ask her a question, he would answer for her. And I think the second time he did that, I said, Bill, can we just hear her answer the question herself? He thanked me at the end of the meeting to do it because he learned a lot about his wife and her take on money, and they weren't on the same page, and there's not anything wrong with it. We just manage her portion of the assets that's titled to her more conservatively than we do his. But it's important. So if we have that situation there, and they're talking, and they'll talk among themselves, and they'll adjust their answer to each other. But if you sense that they're not meeting up on that discussion, then you do two separate ones and find out what their number is, just like the sleep bed. I like my side bumpy, right? I like my side soft. You know, we're going to help them with those differences.
Matthew, Alabama. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you?
Doing great, Mike. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, great.
I had a question about the 401k. I was reading on the IRS.gov website where if you have a separation from service or separation from your plan, you will not have the 10% penalty. What do you know about that?
The 10% penalty. Are you talking about taking money out your 401k?
Yes.
Okay, because there's different rules for 401k and IRA, and I'm going to try this, and maybe Gregory can correct me if I'm wrong. You mind doing that, Gregory? All right, so if you get separated from your job past your 55th birthday but before your 59 and a half birthday, you can make an exception on the 401k only, and you can access some of that money. You'll still have to pay full taxes, but you won't have the 10% penalty. Is that correct?
So what was Matthew's question again?
Hey, I think I might have just confused. Well,
that's actually what I read, but also under the exceptions rule, when it talks about the 10% penalty, under the exceptions rule, if I read correctly, which I think I did, it actually said if you just have a separation from your plan, which I'm assuming is if you separate from your company, whether you quit or whatever, then you can forego that 10% penalty.
Yeah, you have to leave the money in the company plan. You can take distributions from the company plan if you're over age 55 and, of course, under 59 and a half, because it doesn't matter at 59 and a half. You don't have the penalty. But, of course, being under 59, but you separated. It doesn't matter how, quit, terminated, took too long a vacation, whatever separates you from the company, you have the age 55 exception, but those distributions have to come from the 401k. And then you're subject to the plan rules. We just did a rollover, and the individual was in today, and his 401k all came over because the plan would not let him take distributions. They said, if you take one distribution or you're taking it all. They didn't want to retain the funds. So
if that's the company's plan, are you hit with a 10% penalty or do you?
Well, he did a rollover to an IRA, but he has a 10% penalty on the IRA because it's not coming out of the company plan. So the exception is for distributions from a 401k. If you've separated from the job and you're older than 55. So you've already had your 55th birthday, so you're beyond that.
Right.
And so that's taking it from there. So all I'm telling you, then it's subject to the plan rules on what they're going to allow you to do. And I was telling you about an extreme exception where they're that rigid. Most plans will let you take a distribution. In most cases, say somebody has $600,000 in their 401k, but they're needing $200,000 to cover the 2.5 years plus a big cushion. So in that case, we'll roll over, say, $400,000 to a rollover IRA and put that to work while the other money remains staying at the 401k. A lot of plans let you do that and take the distributions, but some don't. Man, so that's why you have to check on that side.
So you like my material price, I'll have to check material price on what their rules are.
Well, it's the company. T. Rowe Price company. Is the plan administrator, so you need to call T. Rowe Price and have a discussion with them on what your options are based on separation after age 55. Can you take distributions, you know, and okay. How can you take them?
Hope that helps, Matthew.
It does. Great help question. Tremendously. Thank you very much.
All right, take it easy out in Alabama. Hey, we got a couple of quickies here on Periscope. What is your views on Bitcoin?
Stay away from it.
This is from Think Tank.
Yeah, it's pretty much been my mantra since 2013. And yeah, it had a run up and it's had a nice run down. You don't know when that's going to have. There's too much theft. There's too many problems. And the governments are getting involved, just like Japan just shut down two coin desks, so to speak. And SEC is having problems with some, and the IRS is on the hunt for the profits.
Tell them about your day job.
I'm a financial advisor, CEO of Gregory Ricks and Associates. We're there to help you find where you are on the path and reach your financial destination. You can call the office, 504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com.
Your home away from the show, the Winning It Life app and winningitlife.com. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative
through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.